Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're back live now into the third and final hour of this January 5th, 2004 Monday edition, and we've got wide open phones coming up. North Korea to be asked to be nuclear free. They're saying now you can't even have those nuclear reactors. And the people calling for them to be nuclear free are those that sold them the reactors to begin with. And his name is Donald Rumsfeld, the chairman of the board of ABB, the company that did it. More on cloning bill, New Jersey cloning bill, likely to reignite national debate, state to sanction stem cell research. Now, when they say stem cell, they mean embryos, and they get into that here in the articles. Also, coordinating and quarantining dissent. Quarantining. I suddenly can't talk today. I'm on a different microphone, different studio, and it's kind of like riding a new horse here. Quarantining dissent. There we go. Quarantining dissent. How the Secret Service protects Bush from free speech. This out of the San Francisco Chronicle. And Bill Clinton started this. But it doesn't matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat. You should believe in the First Amendment. I want to go over that article. Also, Osama bin Laden, a dead nemesis perpetuated by the U.S. government. And this is from whatreallyhappened.com. I want to go over that. And also, China pondering its own green card system, and a lot more in this hour. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. Let's go ahead and talk to James in Colorado. Thanks for holding, James.
Thanks for having me on, Alex.
You bet, sir.
I'd like to make three points here, one about the Fed, one about the National Western Stock Show, and something about Israel. First, about the Federal Reserve, there's a economist, his last name is Carnac. I'll get you his first name, I'll get you his website. And the video is called Money Matters. It's 3.5 hours long. It's very in-depth. It's not for the average fly-by-night person who's just interested in this. It's somebody who really wants to know. And he goes in-depth on how, over the last 2,000 years, these powers have controlled the money flow of nations, and how they create the depressions and everything. And just for a point of focus, there is a world currency already, and it's called the SBD. The Swiss banks in Switzerland are behind it, and the UN promotes it, and it is used for payable for debt.
And that's going to be the benchmark, and to do any international exchanges or large stock purchases or transfers, you'll have to transfer it and over into that currency and change it.
Okay, that was the first one. I will send you a website and information through snail mail about that so you can give it to your listeners. My second one is about...
I've seen the film. It's excellent. I've aired it about 30 times here in Austin.
Good. So you know exactly what I'm talking about. Okay, my second point, I want to bring up the fact about mad cow, and it's linked to wasting disease and whirling disease. I live in Colorado, and there's a state college here where I live, and the very first confirmed cases of wasting diseases was confirmed in this state, and there's another disease called whirling disease that attacks fisheries in this state, and I'm sure it's in other states by now. And its relation to mad cow is that they're all related to prion, and it's these proteins that herbivores are not supposed to be processing that get into their systems by some artificial means. Now, the timing of all this is crucial because we have the National Western Stock Show coming up in Denver in the next couple of weeks. Now, this is the largest meeting of stockmen and ranchers in the entire world. Not Colorado, not the nation, but the entire world.
Hey, I tell you what, James, you're making some interesting points. Stay there. We'll come back to you after the break. Then we'll go to Tom and Bill and others. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. Then I'll get back into Homeland Security saying, let them illegals in. Don't search them. Oh, that's only for citizens. And the whole cloning situation and quarantining dissent. So stay with us.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I do this show live, folks, Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central during the day, back from 9 to midnight Central. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and we've added a lot of new features, a lot of new audio files, video files, government documents, hundreds of new news stories every day on those two websites, and I hope that you'll check them out and spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And this week, we have just lined up a ton of very informative, dynamic guests for you, so I hope that you'll be sure and join us and tell your friends, your families, your neighbors to join us, no matter how you're listening, whether it's on your local AM or FM station, global, shortwave, or the Internet. Let's go back to the calls, and again, the toll-free number to join us, wide open phones today, 1-800-259-9231. We were talking to James in Colorado, and he was saying that they found these prions that they get from an infected food chain that starts with feeding rotten, diseased meat to herbivores that are not meant to eat meat, much less rotten meat that has these crystals growing in it that their stomachs cannot process, that then precipitate out into the body tissues of the lamb and cow, and they found it in pig, and they even found some of it in chicken, folks. and they've been covering this up for a long time. And yes, I have read that they have found some of these problems because they take the really diseased parts of cows and horses and dogs and cats. Did you know that in a lot of your pet foods, it's euthanized dogs and cats? Yes, that's been in mainstream news, folks. They caught one of the big dog and cat food makers 2 years ago doing that in a big Florida-based company. They then take all this rotten effluent, basically, all this detritus, and they do put it into different types of feeds. And they go to your pigs and your chickens and your fish, you name it. I'd seen one or two articles about fish dying from brain-wasting diseases, but our caller was saying that he had some more news on this and then somehow was tying it into a big stock show that was going to be taking place there in Colorado. Go ahead, James.
Well, this is my take on the whole situation. I live within 6 miles of a major fishery and about 2 or 3 miles next to a university facility that used to keep large herds of elk and study them and feed them different things. Okay, now, this part of the state where I live in Colorado are the first documented nationwide outbreaks of wasting disease and whirling disease, which are closely related to the mad cow thing.
I know. 5 years ago, you didn't hear about elk and mule deer and whitetail, and now from Texas to Colorado, from Oregon to New York, they're finding all different types of herbivores.
Correct.
Foraging, grass and berry-eating types of deer dropping dead by the thousands from this. And they do the study, and they have the spongiform prions growing. And,
this is the correlation I would make. I would say everybody...
Well, let me stop you for a second because you mentioned this. We know that Lyme's disease came from Plum Island, New York. We know they were testing zoological bioweapons, admittedly, I have the congressional reports, on deer and other species of mammal at the base, and they admit that deer swam from the island the quarter mile into New York, and that is then where the first cases of Lyme's disease showed up, was in the area right across the water from Plum Island. So
right.
I know that happened there, government testing doing this. I don't know that it's happening in the case you mentioned, but it's okay to speculate. Go ahead.
Correct. Well, this is what I would urge everybody, and you had a caller on from Northern Colorado last week. I would buy your beef farm direct when you can from a farmer that you know what they're getting fed, and organic if you can't, certified, as much as we could trust that. But the National Western Stock Show is the largest in the world in Denver, and it is this the next 2 weeks here in Colorado. And I would say the timing of the outbreak on the West Coast was timed coincide before this to fluctuate the market. And, it's really – I'm a member of a nonprofit organization called American Farmland Trust, which supports America's family farms. And I would say, in this time of what's happening, we need to support – family farms and ranchers and stuff like that, and it's really a big play, a big power play by, like you talk about the corporate farming or outfits and what they get away with, and people know about that.
Well, let me just say this, and I agree with you. From all the different pieces of evidence that I have on Mad Cow, and again from the dozens of scientists and doctors and ranchers and folks that have looked at this, it is clear that big agribusiness did this to us. And again, my family pays the taxes on our land in East Texas off the cows. Okay? I mean, it's basically a break-even operation. We've got old 30-year-old, 25-year-old tractors, old equipment.
Right.
It's very hard to, pay for fixing fences. But we barely hang on to our ancestral land by doing that. And I am so angry, and I've been angry for years, by big agribusiness putting meat products, rotten meat products, into feeds, blood into feeds for calves, doing this to us now, and now coming and saying they want to start radio tag and microchip tracking and federal regulation and control, when 90%+ of the beef in this country is raised properly on open range. You don't want to feed your cattle
right.
Feeds because it costs you more money. You want to have them on enough acreage where they can take care of themselves and forage for themselves. And this is very suspect. We know there's been mad cow for over 10 years in this country. We know they've covered it up. We know they found other mad cows, infected cows with CJD before. We know they covered that up. That's confirmed. And the question is, why are they now announcing it? You're right. That's a very important question. Go ahead.
Okay, Alex, one last comment, and I'll let you go with it. You had the rabbi on a couple weeks ago.
Oh, well, I don't want to talk about
this. Well,
I know
you don't, but I just wanted to make one comment. He made a comment about the U.S. Liberty never happening on his show, and I've heard some really strange things on his show. He's very pro-globalist and stuff. I just wanted to let you know that that was one of his opinions, that the U.S. Liberty attack never took place, and I've heard some really militant Israeli defense people on his show calling for really bad things. And to tie in with the story I heard you talking about earlier about the ethnic cleansing comment in the Israeli parliament.
Well, look, I'm not gonna.
I understand. I just wanted to mention that in passing, and tell you that you do a great job, and I hope more people listen to your show. I try to tell people every day about what's going on, and that they should open up their minds. And you do a great job. And I just
listen, James. Thanks for the call. I'm not going to censor people calling into this show and talking about Rabbi Spivak. But frankly, I had him on for the torture debate. And I think it's clear that he lost that debate. But I don't want to – I mean, I'll continue to discuss what Israel's doing. I'll continue to discuss the fact that torture's wrong. And if you want to call in about Rabbi Spivak, you know, you're welcome to do it. I personally am sick of hearing about him. You know, I get other calls about the stuff he talks about because he's on one of our wonderful affiliates. So I'm, you know, the American Freedom Network's flagship station, great 10,000 watt affiliate. What is it? 1360, I believe, there in Colorado. If I'm giving out the wrong affiliate frequency, I apologize. I'm not in my regular studio. There's some technical things going on with the ISDN line to Minnesota. But I just, you know, I don't want to make my show particularly about one individual. That's all. And people could say whatever they want about me and that I'm wrong because I'm against torture. And that's just fine. But since you mentioned that, let me read that article. Then we'll go to Tom and Bill and many others that are patiently holding. And I will start going to these calls a little bit quicker. But since you mentioned that article, let me go ahead and go over that because we have a member of the Israeli parliament coming out and saying to the world that ethnic cleansing might be what's in order, that people are calling for that. Israeli member of parliament proposes ethnic cleansing. A member of the Israeli parliament has proposed massive ethnic cleansing of non-Jews in Palestine, Israel, as a final solution of the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. Now, folks, he used the, quote, final solution. He used the, quote, massive ethnic cleansing. Final solution? I mean, it's been pointed out that Israel, some of their policies are Nazi-like. I mean, it's Nazi-like, even though it was pre-Nazi, for Americans to take Indians and starve them to death on plantations and to give them infected blankets. You know, that was wrong. And that was my ancestors doing it. And I can say it's wrong. And it's wrong, some of the things that Israel's doing. Yes, they're suicide bombers. Yes, the Palestinians do some bad things. I'm not saying either side is spotless in this. But obviously, Abrams tanks and F-16s and F-15s bombing civilians looks really bad and is really bad. And a lot of Israeli pilots and frontline soldiers have said this and have quit and have been put in prison for it. Okay? And it says Uzi Cohen, a member of Ariel Sharon's right-wing Likud party and a deputy in the Knesset, told Israeli Public Radio on Sunday there was widespread support for Israel for the idea of ethnic cleansing. Many people support the idea, but few are willing to speak about it publicly. Cohen, an influential figure in Likud, proposed that Israel, the United States, and European Union, as well as oil-rich Arab states, make concerted efforts to create a Palestinian state in northern Jordan. He suggested that we might discuss this this forbidden... Well, I'll come back and finish the quotes.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a gold alert from Midas Resources. Folks, it's time to shed your complacency. Gold has seldom, if ever, been a better buy. Midas Resources is now in a position to potentially show you considerable profits, but you have to act now. We have $10 collector gold coins at the closest price to melt I've seen in my 24 years in the business. These are the same coins that are likely to soon command substantial premium prices as they have in the past. We can deliver them to you now with minimal downside risk, or we can let you buy them later at a considerable higher price. Don't buy them later, folks. Do it now. That's $10 collector gold coins, $10 and $20 collector gold coins, at the nearest to melt in my 24 years in this business. Call Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. That's Midas at 800-686-2237.
You've heard of it. You've searched for it. We have it. I'm talking about Coral Calcium. Buy direct from the manufacturer and discover what thousands already know about the benefits of taking Coral Calcium supplements. Online, CoralCalcium.com is an authorized dealer of authentic, as seen on TV, Coral Calcium Supreme and new Coral Calcium Supreme Plus, formulated by author chemist Robert Barefoot. Visit online, CoralCalcium.com, or call toll-free 877-330-1120 and add this natural, valuable mineral to your daily diet today. Scientists and nutritionists agree that calcium may aid in the prevention or improvement of over 200 illnesses and diseases like heart disease, cancer, diabetes and high cholesterol, Alzheimer's, osteoporosis, and chronic fatigue syndrome, to name a few. But the evidence also suggests that taking Coral Calcium daily may help to boost your immune system and increase energy. We all need calcium. Call toll-free 877-330-1120 or visit online coralcalcium.com and order yours today. Order now and receive a free pH health test kit and audio tape.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Are you concerned about the fact that so many of our children can't read or read properly? Are you concerned by the fact that we have almost 100 million Americans who are either partially or completely illiterate? Well, let me tell you that there is a program that you can get for your children and grandchildren, or perhaps even for yourself. It's called Phonopoly. And it will teach your children and your grandchildren and you to read phonetically and spell phonetically and pronounce words phonetically. It's designed by the same woman who created the phonics game. This is $139.95. And of course, it's 5 board games, 2 bonus games, played very similar to Monopoly. And it will train in about 16 hours your children or grandchildren how to read and spell and pronounce words phonetically. It's called Phonopoly. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 and ask about getting a Phonopoly set.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Bottom line, folks, this high-level member of the Likud party, Uzi Cohen, came out and used terms like, quote, massive ethnic cleansing and, quote, final solution. And that's just out of control. That's totally and completely out of control and wrong and just wildly arrogant, too. Just I mean, it's like Bush. You know, all the different things he's doing are just so wildly arrogant and so over the top, in our face. And I guess when you've got a culture that doesn't have any ideas of their own, a dumbed-down TV dinner culture, that people could hear anything and it's okay. And that's really the Orwellian doublethink, because you can have somebody like Arnold Schwarzenegger, who says he hates black people and publicly screams the N-word, and he gets praised by the liberal media. And then you can have somebody who's never said anything racist in their life, who talks about liberty and freedom and human dignity, and, oh, that's secret code for racism. I'm sick of it. And I'm with the Israeli pilots who are quitting and refusing to drop bombs on apartment buildings where one terrorist is lurking. And, well, you know, we had to kill everybody because the terrorist was in there. I mean, that's wrong. We can't become the terrorist to fight the terrorist. It's just that simple. Let's go back to the calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to Tom in Ohio, then Bob and others. Tom, you're on the air. Welcome.
Okay, Alex. Yeah, we thank you.
Well, thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to talk about a minister I gave movies to here probably about a year ago. And he finally woke up.
I'll tell
you
what, let's put him on hold. Sir, do me a favor and turn your radio off. That would always be a really good thing, your speakerphone, whatever it is, echoing.
Yeah, I got it off. Alex.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I gave movies to a minister about a year ago, and something called me to get over to him, and he's open up now. He found out from another minister friend. It's got a friend in the government that's come and told him about the camps already and all that, and he knows now. He's going to put them on TV now. We're going to run them.
Okay, well, this is very exciting. So you're saying movies. Whose videos?
Yeah, yours. Your movies. I've been pressing them for probably going on 3 years now.
So you gave this to the pastor. You hadn't talked to him in a while. Something told you to go talk to him again, and somebody he knows in government told him the same thing, so now he's listening.
Yeah, he opened up.
And you say he's going to put them on TV. Does he have a TV show?
Yeah, he has a minister show. Yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
That is. That's really good around here because there hasn't been nothing. These TV, these places I took them to, they just throw them away. They won't play them. They won't play nothing.
But when you first don't succeed, try again. Well, he's a prominent pastor if he has a TV show.
Yeah, he's not nothing big. He's just got a little church. He might have 25 or 30 people. But he's just a wonderful person. I mean,
I thought you were saying he was going to put them on a TV show.
Yeah, he's going to put them on with a TV show. He's going to do that. He told me last time I seen him, I went to three or four of his deals he had this weekend, and we talked quite a bit. And he's got a buddy that's preaching, and the buddy, see, is finding out. Somebody in the government is telling him what's going on, and he comes back and tells him what's going on. And so he finally, after about a year, he's opened up.
Well, see, that's how it works. You know, one person warns you about the New World Order, you don't listen, and then a year later you're watching the news and hear him announce the exact same thing you heard from the, you know, guy that warned you a year before. Then your neighbor gives you something, and finally you realize, hey, this is really going on.
Yeah, I've hand-taped out here. I think this is the third year coming up, and I got the power hour, okay? I got the ones on the shot. I'm giving to the servicemen now. I'm spreading them out. I got my daughter running them probably about every day. I just carry boxes full of empties over there, and she runs them for me.
Well, that's wonderful, and there are thousands of people like yourself who listen to this show that are taking action. There are millions around the country that are taking action, and if our millions of listeners would just get on the field, get in the game, get out of the bleachers, we could turn this around, and that's really the great frustration I have, is that I know that we can affect change. I know that we can save this country.
Alex, I've been slamming them. I've been slamming them, and I try. I give a whirl. I'm the one that called you probably a while back on the weekend about the guy who told me 35 years ago it was a Nazi German camp, man. Just fired me years ago.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks for the call. We'll be back to Bob and others and more news. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Steve Crowley of the National Steve Crowley's American Scene Talk Radio Show. We are Money Talk, to be sure. 14 years of success. We're on every Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern and 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Monday through Friday. We have big-name guests, the same ones you see on Brookheiser and CNBC, money-making topics, Investors Showcase, and much more. Coming up soon on the Genesis Communication Network, it's Steve Crowley's American Scene.
Did you know there's a mixture that stops the aging process? Stops aging dead in its tracks? It's called drinking and driving, a lethal mixture. No one is immune to it.
Each year, alcohol-related crashes kill more than 16,000 Americans.
So if a friend of yours has been drinking and is about to drive, stop them before they kill someone.
Brought to you in the public interest and as a public service by MADD. Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a Gold Alert from Midas Resources. Folks, it's time to shed your complacency. Gold has seldom, if ever, been a better buy. Midas Resources is now in a position to potentially show you considerable profits. But you have to act now. We have $10 collector gold coins at the closest price to melt I've seen in my 24 years in the business. These are the same coins that are likely to soon command substantial premium prices as they have in the past. We can deliver them to you now with minimal downside risk. Or we can let you buy them later at a considerable higher price. Don't buy them later, folks. Do it now. That's $10 collector gold coins, $10 and $20 collector gold coins, at the nearest to melt in my 24 years in this business. Call Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. That's Midas at 800-686-2237.
You are sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw food. You haven't alkalized your body. In fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and/or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most complete protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume ionized water. Normal tap water that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you to homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. Good health is achievable when you tune into Achieving Great Health. If you want to learn more on how to naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley. Weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Central. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more. That's 1-888-826-4448 or visit Bob on the internet at www.watershed.net.
All right, my friends, let's go to a bunch of calls real quick, your questions, your comments, and let's move on to the next person because I do have a bunch of news I want to hit on, like quarantining dissent, how the Secret Service protects Bush from free speech. And again, Bill Clinton did the same thing. It's a horrible trend being set up and totally unconstitutional. Let's talk to Bill in Mass, then Bob, Ryan, Kevin, and others. Bill in Mass, you're on the air.
You brought up so many topics in the last hour or two that so much I'd like to talk about. But really what I'm more curious about is for you to explain to me what the Muslim or Arabic culture or terrorists, whatever, are after. That is, are they after us to punish us for being whatever we are, Judeo-Christian, Confucian, Buddhist, whatever, or are they trying to convert us to be like them? Because if they are, they may very well already have won. They may already have changed our country, our beloved United States, our revolutionary country, into a model of Iran or Iraq or Afghanistan or one of Saudi Arabia, one of those, I won't say damned countries, but man, I tell you, if we start to look like those countries from which the terrorists sprout, what's then the difference if we give up our liberties and become just like them?
Well,
have they not won?
Well, that's a good point. We're not America anymore if we take on the type of activities these people do. Now, look, number one, whether it's terror bombings in London or Northern Ireland or terror bombings in Africa or Oklahoma City
or Palestine
or any of these places, most of the big bombings in the Western world, sir, are carried out by intelligence agencies so they can blame it on people as a pretext to set up a police state. I mean, it just came out again that Vladimir Putin, his own members of his own FSB have exposed it, carried out the bombings there during the 99 election, carried out bombings of apartment buildings to have a police state crackdown and then have a popular war against Chechnya. So a lot of these big events are intelligence agencies doing this. Now, Arab countries are diverse. You know, some are total dictatorships. Others are quasi-free. But by and large, the Arabs will leave us alone if we leave them alone, especially
right.
if we stop buying their oil and funding people like Saudi Arabia, who are disgusting, and who, again, if they see you with a cross around your neck, will jerk it off and shoot you in the head. I mean, you know, it's horrible over there. They torture people. They kill, you know, folks. They cut their hands off. You know, all of this, and I hear this peddled is a good way to handle criminals in this country. No, because you can't trust the government to mete out those type of punishments, folks. That's the point. Governments are more dangerous than any other lone criminal, so you restrict them, even if it means a few criminals go free. Now, when you talk about why do the Arabs, you know, hate us, well, they watch CNN, and they see all the decadence. They get MTV on satellite. They don't want their children growing up like that. But by and large, most of the Arabs I've talked to don't hate us and know that it's our corrupt government, not the people, because they live under dictatorships too. They live under corrupt systems, oligarchies, whatever you want to call it as well. And we do have a dictatorship of the military-industrial complex, and so they understand that. Just like most of the folks in Israel understand that this is all a big scam. The people of the world aren't bad. It's the corrupt thugs that are in positions of power. But your point of, you know, killing America to save America is a fraud.
Let me ask you one more question, if I may. When I was growing up in this country, just after World War II, we learned all kinds of things, awfully good things, and then into the service, so many of us, and we swore to defend and protect the Constitution and our country. Okay, fine. I used to think, and so many of us used to think, the FBI, oh, great. They're the cream of the cream. They are the ones, they're the white knights, if you will. The same way with the military.
And now, what have you learned about the FBI there in your state?
Well, Billy Bulger. Come on, don't even start on Billy Bulger. That's such a damnable thing. Subsidizing murder. But never mind that. How about our military, which suspends magnificent young people from the academies for breaking the honor code, and then a gentleman by the name of Wesley Clark sends Delta Force in against the law into Waco, or for that matter, the FBI sharpshooters who shot down Randy Weaver's wife get meddled? Oh, man. There goes the FBI, the baby burners.
Exactly, and I scale
the honor system, that doesn't exist anymore in the military, if it ever did.
Bill, thanks for the call. Great points. Folks, every day I scan hundreds of Associated Press, United Press International, Reuters articles, Gannett News Service, Knight Ridder News Service, and I hear about police murdering people, police dealing drugs, police running the whorehouses, police doing everything you can imagine. FBI running murder for hire and drug dealing in L.A. and Boston and New York and Houston and the FBI crime lab and all these other big crime labs framing people. And that's the point. You restrict the size of government so when it becomes corrupt, which it always does, it doesn't have the power or the machinery to affect us on a mass scale. You automatically limit tyranny by doing that. And that's what we're trying to do. So great points, and I understand the angst in your voice, sir, the anger. Bob in Pennsylvania, go ahead.
Yes, Alex. Hey, I want to first thank you for everything. I've been I'm a new listener for about 3-4 months, and watching your videos has really opened my eyes a lot. And basically, I want to thank you for that. I guess, first of all, I know it's hard to... I've had a hard time talking to family, neighbors. You know, all they want to do is the rapture's going to be here before all this happens, and this and that.
Was the rapture there in Nazi Germany? Was the rapture in communist China when they killed 50 million? Was it in Soviet Russia? Was it in Pol Pot's Cambodia? Was it in Ho Chi Minh's Vietnam? Was it in Fidel Castro's Cuba? Was the rapture there for the American Indians when they were slaughtered? Was the rapture there for all the black slaves brought to this country? Was the rapture there for the disciples who were almost all killed and tortured to death? You know, folks, right. I believe Christ is coming back, and I'm a Christian. But this cop-out, you know, a lot of people in Nazi Germany, a lot of Christians didn't help the Jews and others because they thought that, oh, God was going to step in. Well, God commands us to stand up to evil. That's how God steps in, is by raising up people to stand up against wickedness.
Amen. Amen. Okay, so I just wanted to touch on that I've been having a battle, but I still battle.
Well, number one, if you talk to a salesman, he'll tell you. Friends and family are harder to sell to than to somebody you don't know. Because
right.
Ego gets involved when it's your mother or your son or your daughter or your grandfather. Oh, you're just little Bob. Oh, come on, Robert. You know, they think you're talking down to them. You understand? And
correct.
even though they don't listen now, you've planted that seed, and a seed doesn't sprout overnight.
I understand. Okay, now I guess to get on to something more serious. Well, that's serious. I'm sorry. Basically, I was getting back to about around 9-1-1. On my way over to, I went over to Russia. I met a fiance over there. I come back, and this was in November or January of 2001 that I came back, and I ended up on the plane and got put on a different seat because of my disabilities. So I was stuck in the back with a fella, and I didn't know his name until after 9-1-1 hit. His name was Ahmed Al-Nami, and he was supposed to be... I was wondering why he was very friendly and talked better than most Americans. But he's supposed to be one of the ones that went down the plane in Pennsylvania. And
sir, nine of the 19 hijackers mm-hmm. have been confirmed to be alive, and the White House and the Pentagon and Homeland Security will not answer questions about it.
Right.
It is admitted. I'm talking Associated Press, BBC, nine, it was seven, now it's nine of the 19 still alive. They won't tell us why NORAD stood down for an hour and a half. They won't tell us why public officials were told not to fly. They won't tell us why a bunch of the supposed hijackers were trained at U.S. military bases. We're just supposed to not ask questions about that.
Right. Well, see, this fella... Before we left the airport in Amsterdam, we had to sit on the tarmac for an hour and 45 minutes before they would allow us to get off until they unloaded all the half to three-fourths of the luggage, which didn't make it back to the States. Basically, I had a neck was coming up to do with the bombing jury that was supposed to, or the hearing that was supposed to be coming up then in early 2001.
Okay, so what happened?
Okay, but anyways, we got back. When we got back, and I saw that on TV, I went to the FBI, wanted to be a good citizen. And basically, they didn't really care. So now that kind of shows me why, because of listening to you and knowing what our government's up to.
So you went to them and said, I was on the plane with one of the supposed hijackers, who the news now admits is still alive, and what did they say to you?
They says, oh, well, thanks, but why didn't you talk? If you saw he wouldn't put his coat up, why didn't you say anything? Well, he didn't seem anything wrong with them to me. I said, they were just looking for a fellow on the plane for that with his name. I said, in this come, and his name's on the pictures on the TV and then on the Times News. I said,
well, I guess he put a parachute on and jumped out of the plane on 9/11.
Yeah. But one other thing that this might help others when they're on the road. It was within a week of the 9-1-1 bombing. I was coming back from school. I live in northwestern Pennsylvania. I have to travel about 45 miles.
Okay, what happened real quick?
Okay, basically I went to pass this truck, and there was a cattle car, and it was halfway up the side of the cattle car and halfway back that there was no cattle in there, but there was a hose coming out the side of the car, and there was white powder pouring out the side. And I was wondering, you know, I've been sick since then, but I don't know. They can't find out what's wrong with me. So,
sir, I don't know. I don't know. I appreciate the call, Bob. I just know that there's admitted thousands of chemical and biological and radiological tests on us. Congress admits that that's going on in the air, the sea, in the food, in the subways. I mean, so I wouldn't put it past them, but I just don't know. Ryan in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah, a few things. The first one is about the old American flag. When I seen these old movies, the stars are going from the right to the left. And then this last movie I just saw, stars are going from the left to the right. Is there a reasoning for the stars being switched going from right to
left?
Well,
sir, that's probably just the film you saw. There's lots of different variants and hundreds of companies, thousands of companies making American flags. Some of them mess it up. What's changed about the flag in courtrooms and government buildings is the gold fringe. According to U.S. code, that means that is a martial law flag.
So we have martial law flags now.
Well, we have since 1933 is when they started replacing them, and in 1933 we did go under official martial law. People say, well, where's the martial law? Well, it's what increment of tyranny are we in? It's definitely accelerating.
The second thing is the picture of Saddam's little so-called spider hole he was held in.
Yes.
The fruit on the tree looks like they're ripe, ready to be picked, but growing season ends in October, they said, in Iran, in that part of the country. And it
Yeah, that's been all over the news, that there are no dates in that country that even stay on the tree past October. So if they're grabbing Saddam on December 13th, or they grabbed him on December 12th, announced it December 13th, why are there half-ripe dates bundled there in the tree? And again, it's just another one of those things. I mean, it's not like they lied to us. The Jessica Lynch story was a fable. They lied about mobile weapons trucks. They lied about mass graves. They lied about uranium from Niger. They lied about all that. Why would they lie to us again?
And the last thing is, in your movie, it says putting chips in the brain by 2025. So when I was on one radio station, they tried. That was the reason they used saying that you're crazy. But I did find in the article that a General Ronald Fogelman was in charge of doing this Air Force Base study that's putting chips in the brain by 2025. Is that?
Yeah, sir. That's in my book, Descent into Tyranny. It's in my film. And
well, I should give them that website to go to.
Oh, they don't care. You could have the general there in front of them with a salad dressing on his shoulder with 100 medals telling him that. That was a 2000 report by the Army War College in conjunction with the Federation of American Scientists, and they said that
Dr. Sheila Widnall.
Yeah, and now, hold on, you say a local radio station was calling me a nutcase?
Yeah, well, I actually called up, and I was giving them all the facts on why is this, why is that, why is Oklahoma this. And that radio station host, he's pretty conservative. So then he asked me, where did I get some of this? And I mentioned you as some of the sources that I got some of this. So then they immediately tried to said that you're a nutcase. And they what they did was they put in the brain and the microchip in the brain as one of the theories. So I wanted to call back and let their listeners know.
Well,
that
hey, so obviously the talk show host knew who I was. That's good. He knows the truth.
Yeah. But he's trying to, like, deny it.
No, I understand, but how do you deny an official U.S. government document? I don't care how crazy it sounds. You know, I was talking about microchips 9 years ago on the air, and now you turn the nightly news on, it's, oh, you'll soon have a microchip under your skin to buy and sell. It'll keep all the children safe. I have Sean Hannity on tape on Hannity and Combs say, quote, every child needs one of these chips now. Oh, it's so great. I'm going to buy stock.
In 60 Minutes with Diane Sawyer, isn't she the one with the family that admitted, that says, oh, we're going to put these
well,
chips on?
Well, we have a clip of Diane Sawyer on one show saying, oh, they're so great they have chips, and then Andy Rooney saying everybody should be made to have a chip to keep us safe. But see, I was a kook a year before all that for saying that was the plan, then they announce it, and I'm still a kook. No, the Army War College and the Federation of American Scientists in an official 2000 report said by 2025, the general public will have chips in their brains. And they said, we know this sounds crazy, but because of conditioning in the media, people will accept it. Now, that's what the Army said. and I'm not mad at you, I'm glad you brought it up, but it's very frustrating to me that all I do is cover what they say they're planning to do, and these idiots want to deny it. Now, did this host play a clip of me saying that, or did he just say I said that?
No, he just said that you said it. And so that's when I looked into the internet to find out about it. Now that I did find it, I do want to call him back and let the people know which Army internet site to go to see it directly from the general's
Yeah, it was on the Federation of American Scientists website and the Army War College website. And we have links to those somewhere in the hundreds of thousands of links on Infowars.com.
All right, that was all I had to say.
All right, thank you. And it's in my book, and it's in, which video is that in? I think it's in, is it in Police State 3 Total Enslavement? I think we have a document in that. Then I mention it while I show news articles in Road to Tyranny. I can't remember all the stuff that's in my films. Too long. They're too jam-packed. And I haven't even really plugged those yet today. But if you want them, you'll get them. They're pretty powerful. You know what? We still got loaded phones. I'll try to take a couple more, but I want to hit this quarantining descent, too.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we've only got time to go to Kevin and Robert because I want to hit this final news story. There's a lot of other important stuff at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Quarantining, I'm troubled with that word today, quarantining dissent, how the Secret Service protects Bush from free speech. And again, Bill Clinton did this too. And let me ask conservatives, do you want to be quarantined when it comes time for you to protest Howard Dean? When President Bush travels around the United States, the Secret Service visits the location ahead of time and orders local police to set up free speech zones or protest zones where people opposed to Bush and sometimes sign-carrying supporters are quarantined. These zones routinely succeed in keeping protesters out of the political site and outside the view of media coverage of the event. Yeah, they've put them 10 miles away before. When Bush went to the Pittsburgh area Labor Day 2002, 65-year-old retired steelworker Bill Neal was there to greet him with a sign proclaiming, "The Bush family must surely love the poor. They made so many of us." The local police, at the Secret Service behest, set up a designated free speech zone on a baseball field surrounded by chain-link fence, a third of a mile from the location of Bush's speech. The police cleared the path of the motorcade of all critical signs, but folks with pro-Bush signs were permitted to line the president's path. Neal refused to go to the designated area and was arrested for disorderly conduct. The police also confiscated his sign. Neal later commented, "As far as I'm concerned, the whole country is a free speech zone. If the Bush administration has its way, anyone who criticizes them will be out of sight and out of mind." Bill Clinton did the same stuff, but now it's been institutionalized. And they'll take you a mile away, a half mile away, in one case that I know of, 10 miles away to some desolate park, and they'll say, "This is where you're supposed to protest. There's no media, no nothing." America is about being able to line the road and yell at the leader, yell at the governor, yell at the mayor. This is so un-American. And I hear neocons on the radio defending this. I'm sick of you gun-grabbing, open-border-promoting, communist Chinese loving socialist. You're not conservatives. Kevin in Boston, go ahead.
Happy New Year, Alex.
Welcome.
Thank you. I had just had some of the response to your request for top events for 2003 to start. First event has to be the preemptive war. I mean, we used to call that an invasion. That could be competing for number one, maybe again with the elite terror sponsors using the Columbia disaster, the distraction from that start of that war. Second event, I got two to compare. You can kind of pick which one you like. The Dr. Kelly's assassination by Tony Blair, or with the recent Patriot Act II being passed quietly, taking more of our rights away. For number three, a little competition between the dollar losing 17% of its value this year. That's on top of a 24% of its value versus the euro last year, for a total of 41%. So if you haven't received a pay raise in the past couple of years, basically you've received a 41% pay cut. That could be competed, or maybe you'd say the top stories, the Dow Jones stocks have improved, and they've gone up 7% measured in those dollars that are down 17%. So you're netting your stocks down 10%. But for predictions, looking up, I think many more Americans are going to wake up and start listening to shows like your own here. And they're going to stop looking to the politicians to save them and look more to themselves, because they can do a lot more than they think they can. So that's an upbeat note.
Awesome call. Call me back again. I'm sorry we're so short on time. Robert in Illinois, you got 50 seconds. Go ahead.
Alex, Robert calling from Chicago. Three quick things. The attorney down in the Chavo case is trying to murder Teresa Chavo. His number is George Felis, 727-736-1400.
Okay, sir, I've got to check that out and have him on as guest again. I don't want to just fire phone numbers out. What else is on your mind?
But we're going to invite him. The second thing is, the guy Neal, he's got to file a criminal complaint against all the police officers and file a civil rights lawsuit. And the third thing is, you get the same email address, because I'm sending you a long discussion that condemns the unjustified continued abstention from the use of minimal force, this nominal Christian idea that Christ just rolled over and died, and that a non-counterfeit Christian just rolls over and dies, and watch this tyranny in this
church. We're out of time. Great call. See you back tomorrow, back tonight. God bless.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.